Kildare Today with Hannah Kelly.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, celebrating 20 years of fashion, food, film and fun. With style, with pleasure, with you.
Now, we're now moving down to the Athy Municipal District, where Fianna Fáil Councillor Brian Dooley joins me on the line. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Good morning, Hannah. How are you? And hope all your listeners are well this morning.
We are looking at those motions and questions you raised at the latest Athy Municipal District, Brian. Your first one to the council is asking if they can give an update on the development of a footpath from Conlon's Garage to the Clannard Court Hotel there in Athy. What exactly is the reason, I suppose, for asking for a footpath there?
Yeah, but listen, Hannah, this has been something that has come up time and time again. If you're coming into a Athy for the first time, for instance, and you come in the train and you're staying in the Clannard Court, the footpath goes as far as Conlon's, and then there's about 120 metres where there's actually no footpath, where a person would be expected to walk on the road. So just for accessibility, we've had this on time and time again. There seems to be an issue with getting the footpath built. What the council have come back to me and said is now they're currently investigating an alternative solution that would require a design and a Section 38. So I suppose for your listeners, Anna, a Section 38 is a legal process. It's under the Traffic Act 1994. So what they would do is they would come along and publish the design and put a public notice in papers and so forth, and then people can come along and look at the drawings, inspect the plan, and then make submissions or observations, and then the council would proceed for the likes of footpath construction or maybe speed ramps, whatever the case may be. In our case, it would be footpath construction. So it's kind of a link in the town that we're missing. So for people who are walking in from the hotel into the town, it's 120 metres of space that is just not accessible properly.
All right. And when do they expect that, as you're saying, they're kind of taking that on board now? When can we expect possibly a footpath or something to change there?
I think what you'll find is in probably Q3 this year, I would suspect, Hannah, that the council will put a design or a Section 38 out to the public, and then the public can make observations. There's a 4-week period for that. And once they take back in the submissions or observations, then they'll proceed to the next step, which hopefully will be construction.
All right. Your next motion, Brian, to the council is asking that they provide an update on the extent in acres of land currently zoned for residential housing in Athy Town and Castledermot, but with no planning application made and lands not being used. What was the council's response to this?
Yeah, listen, I got a fairly lengthy response from the council on the housing and the housing one. But basically, there are 3 sites available in Athy, totaling about 8 hectares, Hannah, for housing, and then there's 5 in Castledermot, totaling about 6. So currently in the Athy area, we've definitely seen an increase in building development, because there are several sites that have housing developments either happening or just about to conclude. We've also seen the impact in the town, because there's definitely been an increase in our population. So I'm hoping that the sites that people still have that are zoned for planning, the council will start to make sure that there are housing developments happening in these places, because we all know that there are young people and older people that are looking for houses to be built, maybe looking to downsize, to move in towards the town and stuff like that. So I'll be keeping an eye on those sites in those particular areas to make sure that developments and planning come through accordingly.
All right. And your last question, Brian, to the council, is it asking if they can give an update on the Ardrew Community Sports Ground development. What update could they give you?
Yeah, again, another lengthy update. Again, just for your listeners, Hannah, a number of years back, the councillors there, they decided that we would start putting some funds aside to develop increased sports facilities in the town. Most of our sports facilities are on the northern end of the town, for want of a better word, where you have the tennis club, the GAA club, the rugby club, and the soccer club. So what we have found is we need more and more sports grounds, simple as, and we have a site available on what is called the Ardrew Lands. It's just, as we would say, on the Barrow House Turn. And over the last number of years, we've been setting aside significant monies each year. So there's a design team has been appointed to progress the Part A stage for planning approval. So again, something similar to your Section 38, there will be a plan provided to the public that they can go in and assess, and if they want, they can make submissions or observations on it. It will be for the likes of playing pitches that are fenced in, for the likes of changing rooms, and also, most importantly, which would be lighting, because an awful lot of our sports are played in the evening time. So the project, as they've said to me, is at the very early stage. A formal kickoff happened just before our meeting there on the 10th of June. So that design team now will work, and they'll put together a clear programme of delivery, for a roadmap for delivery, for want of a better word. And that will give a timeline, and then the statutory public consultation phase will kick in. My expectation, Hannah, is before the end of this municipal district council that we will have new sports facilities in that space. And it will be significant in regards that the spend that we're probably looking at is between 1.2 and 1.5 million to proceed with that.
All right, Brian, thanks so much for taking the call on this morning's Kildare Today show. That is Fianna Fáil councillor on the